Hi, and welcome to Dad.fm. Tonight we're doing a mini podcast around some breaking news around our favorite subject, superheroes. Well, I don't know if it's really our favorite subject. Jeff, you don't like
our superheroes. Favorite subject?
Well, definitely around my favorite subject, maybe Drew's. Other than our kids, right? Kids and wives might be our favorite. So maybe this is like the third favorite. Whatever it is, here we are tonight with some late breaking news. Drew, why don't you take us off?
Yeah, well, it was announced today that Spider-Man will become part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, as you know, and Jeff, I'm going to explain this to you because I know you might not.
Spider-Man's the guy with the—he's the one with the web, right?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Spider-Man. There's been many Spider-Man movies, but they've been put out by Sony because Sony has owned the rights to making Spider-Man movies, and that's why there was a reboot of Spider-Man very soon after Spider-Man 3. That was emo Spider-Man. So during that one, right after that, they rebooted with Andrew Garfield instead of Tobey Maguire because they had to keep pumping out Spider-Man movies in order to keep the title. And if they didn't do any more Spider-Man movies, then they wouldn't keep the title. So
this all goes back to, at large, there's a major contract that talks about how long between movies you can be before the title then reverts back. And so
right.
Since Sony paid a buttload of money for this license, they need to stay on track.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you say emo Spider-Man?
Yes, yeah, I said emo Spider-Man.
Is that where Peter Parker sits around listening to Dashboard Confessional and stuff and Death Cab for Cutie? What does that mean?
Oh no, he was going around crying. And he was in, you know, because that was the one where he had the symbiote, and so he was all dark and yeah, his emotions were all over the place.
Oh, so. Okay.
I don't really know if that was really emo. I think Tobey Maguire was campy Spider-Man like they did in the 70s. I didn't love it. I liked it from the perspective of this is a Spider-Man movie. I can't wait. I didn't love Tobey Maguire as the character. I didn't think he was really believable as Peter Parker. I really did like Andrew Garfield playing Spider-Man, but I did feel like it was too emotional and very like boo-hoo. But I did like
that was actual script.
That's from a Sony script.
Yeah.
I did like it a lot better than the Tobey Maguire because I also like the style of directing, but I also have a problem with the same fact that Spider-Man, the movie of Spider-Man, was duplicated from another movie, like the same plot of the bad villain is at the end battling it. And if you watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it's the same exact plot. Bad gas, gonna spray over it, the hero saves us in the 11th hour, right? Same plot as Ninja Turtles, but that has no place here. Right now, what we're talking about is this amazing deal, right? So, Drew, go back. What's the deal? What's the news that now Sony is giving up the rights, or how is this working?
Well, there are some few things in development right now. In development to have Spider-Man appear in a forthcoming Marvel Cinematic Universe movie. It hasn't determined exactly which one.
Well, we kind of know. We have a very good hypothesis.
Yeah. But then it also pushed out some dates of other movies like Thor, Ragnarok, as well as Inhumans and some other movies that the dates got pushed out. But yeah, Spider-Man is actually an integral character in the whole Civil War part of storyline because Peter Parker, I mean, the main thing with him is no one knows his identity. And, you know, he wants to keep his identity safe. And with Civil War, they got to, you know, some of the heroes got to register and some, you know, there's that split, that divide there. There's the Captain America side and then there's the Iron Man side. Whereas Captain America side is like, you know, we'll keep our identities safe. And Iron Man's like, well, everybody knows I'm Iron Man. We're just going to, you know, everyone register and it'll be, you know, safer for the world at large if we know who these heroes are. So Spider-Man is an integral part of that.
That is true. And so a lot of the rumors are now saying that he will appear in Captain America Civil War. Correct.
That's the rumors. You know, right now it's just rumors of stuff right now, and so you know, we're waiting to see. The other part of this deal is that there another Spider-Man movie is being developed with the folks from Marvel. You know,
so is this what Sony gets back? So Sony gets some real input from the comic geniuses,
exactly,
instead of some formulaic Adam Sandler writing that they had laying around.
Right. They're going to get it. So that's great for us because that means we'll get a decent Spider-Man movie that, you know, is done well, hopefully.
Now from what I understand of this deal, Sony not only gets to have Spider-Man stay within their walls, but now they also get to have Marvel come in and integrate with the Sinister Six movie that they're planning to put out, with some other Spider-Man universe heroes that they own film rights to. That's what I hear.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing a lot of different things going on with it. And so, you know, as far as I know, the only confirmation is that we'll get Spider-Man in a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie, and there's another Spider-Man movie in development. I do believe that the Sinister Six movie has kind of been pushed back for a bit, so that's got pushed aside for a little bit because of this whole thing.
Well, I for one am looking forward to it. Peter Parker is my favorite, but wait, now I'm hearing, and by hearing I'm reading, like this is all over the internet now. Is there a petition that in this new reboot, that since they've already kind of confirmed that Andrew Garfield isn't in this reboot, that they are petitioning for a new Spider-Man, maybe not Peter Parker?
I'm sure somebody's making this petition. There are a number of different petitions that happened around Spider-Man. At one point, there was a petition going around that to make Donald Glover Spider-Man when they were doing the reboot with Andrew Garfield, and it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. But then he was like, "Hey, you know what? Nobody knows who Spider-Man is under the mask. It could be anybody. It could be me." And
who is Danny Glover? Like, who's Danny?
Donald Glover from Community. He was on the TV show Community. He was Troy, and he's a comedian. He was in a number of different things. Really funny actor, very funny comedian. But he actually is getting his chance to be a Spider-Man. He's actually going to voice Miles Morales, who is Spider-Man that came about during the 2001 storyline of Death of Spider-Man. So Miles Morales was created at that point. And he was actually the first black Spider-Man. But he marks the second time a Latino character had taken the Spider-Man identity. Miguel O'Hara, who is he's half Mexican, he's actually the character in the series Spider-Man 2099. And we were talking about this a little bit before the show, that Miles Morales is different. He's a different Spider-Man than the character of Spider-Man 2099.
So from what I understand is that there's a petition going around that Miles Morales should be the focus of Spider-Man instead of Peter Parker during this reboot. And then I'm also hearing that there's now a second petition going that they should, since Sony and Marvel have this agreement now, that why aren't we seeing a Spider-Man 2099? And look, for me, I can't get enough Spider-Man movies. I don't care. I do care who the actor is, I will say that. And to me, I don't love when comic book kills characters and bring them back and then kills that guy to bring back the original guy, like the whole plot lines of everything right now. I didn't like it when they did it with Superman. I didn't like it when they did it with Batman and the Breaking of the Bat. I really do believe in the purest of the character that was created originally for that character. So for me, Spider-Man is Peter Parker. And I don't, you know, look, there are characters I love out there, like, you know, Cyclops. You can't sit there and change Cyclops' backstory and put him in a different body or a different way or shape or form. You can't sit there and then say Thor's a girl all of a sudden, and that's the myth and the lore. These characters were built in the golden age of comics as a certain way, and to me they stay that way. New characters come about, you know, characters evolve, you know, but like, look, whatever it is, to me, I'm excited. I'm super stoked that Marvel Cinematic Universe is going to get this. plan going. I love the idea that we could start seeing them, Spider-Man, in these other movies. I think it's really important for the overall stage three that Marvel is setting here, which will take us out to 2021 in terms of superhero movies. And I'm excited for Sony because I do believe that Sony was really struggling a lot with their plots and their character development and making these movies rock solid.
And I think it goes without saying that I'm extremely excited.
I bet. All right.
Yes,
guys.
You'll be first in line. You're camping out right now.
I'm actually right. I'm outside my local Regal cinema as we speak.
Yeah, he just signed all the petitions. Ready to go.
And this is also, he's now standing in line also for the new iPhone that's coming out in 8 months. All right. Well, thanks so much for tuning into this pop-up dad.fm talking about our favorite things. Well, maybe not Jeff's. But you can follow us at dad.fm on Twitter. Thanks so much.